I'm just so overwhelmed. Like I said over there, the last 24 hours have been the most nerve-wracking 24 hours of my life. My little sister has been my absolute rock. She fell asleep holding my hand last night just because I'm not happy with that time. There's a lot of things that need to be changed going into London, but I'm so happy for my ticket. It took me a couple seconds to take my cap off and look up because I didn't think that I had the number 2, and I'm just so happy and blessed and so thankful to my family for keeping me sane. Well, I've been very nervous the last 24 hours. There have been some things that have felt off. I've been working a lot on my breaststroke, and my backstroke kind of took a hit because of that. And, you know, there's a lot of changes that need to be made. You know, a lot of people say this is the most nerve-wracking meet in the world, and I'm so happy to have my ticket. And, you know, there's a lot of changes, like I said, I need to make, and a lot of things that need to be a priority for the next 4 weeks, and it starts tomorrow morning. Yeah, I'm training with Bulls out in Florida for the last 7 months, and it's been amazing. Sergio Lopez, bronze medalist turner breaststroker, and he, as soon as I got there, made breaststroke a priority, and I'm thankful for that. And I had that confidence. I saw that I was behind at the 100. I turned to look at, you know, Elizabeth Pelton and Caitlin. I saw that I was behind, and I closed my eyes right away, and I just said, just see your stroke, just try to feel it, and I'm curious what that split was. No, not at all. He hasn't been on the pool deck with me in a year and a half, but, you know, everything that I learned from him, I use every single day. He instilled a lot of great values in me, and I'm thankful for that, and, you know. No, nothing like that. You know, he's been great. If I need him, I'm sure he's there for a phone call, but, you know, he's a huge part of my career. He coached me since I was 13 years old, and I'm thankful. He laid a wonderful foundation for me, and I'm blessed for that. Yeah. Well, Charlie and I were out in California together, and he's an absolute best blessing. He's been my rocket practice every single day, and last night when he made that relay, I was so excited. And, you know, he's a great kid, and he pushes me every day, and, you know, we both work on keeping a similar philosophy. Just, you know, we have a great foundation, let's just build on it, and let's build each other up every single day. They were sobbing so hysterically, there were no words, but they just said, you know, they were so proud of me, and, you know, I saw my sister's face right away. She was with me during nap time today, and she rubbed my back, and like I said, I feel bad for them having to deal with me, because I was so nervous, but I'm so thankful for them. I wouldn't be anywhere near where I am without them.